Turning to news from Africa, delegates of the governing African National Congress cast their votes for party leader today, with Jacob Zuma expected to win and move into position to become South Africa's president in 2009. It was unclear when the counting of the votes by the 3,900 delegates would be complete, however. The ANC Youth League, a key Zuma ally, demanded that the votes be counted manually instead of electronically, reflecting the mistrust and divisions within the party. The bitter contest for party president between Zuma and South African President Thabo Mbeki has strained the organisation's fabled discipline and unity. Father Peter John Pearson, director of the Parliamentary Liaison Office at the South African Bishops' Conference, told us he regretted that only two candidates were standing.
I think that it is a pity that in a country where there is such a vast pool of talent that further names have not emerged, so that the contest is wider than just these two kind of rivals within the same camp. Now, having said that, I also think that one of the options for the future is that, in fact, whoever gets elected to this party political position, a new call could be made for an elective assembly of this party in a year's time for the position of president of the country, and there we could see a wider pool, because there are some people who don't want to oppose either of those two rival candidates because they might have loyalties to them. But if the field was cleared of both of them, I think we could see a lot more talented people coming to the fore.